Here are your kicks and kisses for the week of November 10th. Kisses to the Ravens cry for bringing back the live in HD opera from the Met in New York. I hope that turnout for the opera improves so that we might retain this much-loved service. A rowdy kick for people who still do not get the reality that bears, rodents, birds, coyotes lived here first and they have the right to hunt and cache their food to survive the winter. Kicks to real estate agents who seldom list the square footage of the interior of an advertised property. A heritage playhouse filled with kisses to everyone who renewed their membership in the Gibson's Landing Heritage Society. Armloads of hugs and kisses to the ladies at Bake MI in Gibson's, their patrons, paramedics Dagan and Rob, Dr. Baxter and all the friendly faces at the jam-packed ER for walking me through a bizarre medical emergency October 20th. Special thanks to my husband and daughter for having my back and holding my hand. AMXOXO kisses to Darcy, DHC Plumbing and Heating, who went out of his way to support SCACL on an emergency call. Also to Facebook FYI group folks who shared plumber's contact. Kisses to Marion from the St. Mary's Thrift Store, whose kindness and helpfulness go far beyond her volunteer job description at the front till. Many thanks to Craig and George at Roland Brake and Muffler in Seashelt for doing a quick and skilled check on this old lady's brakes, easing her fears and sending her safely rolling along. Great people. Kisses to the observant person who noticed my almost flat tire in the Sunnycrest Mall parking lot and left a note on my windshield. Everyone, if you notice a screw, nail or other sharp object on the pavement, pick it up and take it home or dispose of it. Multiple kisses to the coaches and parents of the Storm U18 rep soccer team for their efforts, time and perseverance in preparing the team for the success they have achieved. Bravo. Kisses to the Shadaloo grads who put on an awesome Halloween event for the kids. It was great to see the grads working hard and having fun, and they did a bang-up job. Email your kisses and kicks to editor@coastreporter.net. The deadline for submissions is 1 p.m. every Tuesday for a given week. Coast Reporter will run kisses and kicks entries as space permits on a first-received, first-published basis. Submissions must be accompanied by a name and phone number for confirmation by the editor. Names will not be printed in the column unless requested by the writer, for kisses only. A kick is intended to be an anonymous critique between private parties and may in no way publicly identify an individual, group or business directly or indirectly. Submissions must be no longer than 30 words. If your thanks or critique is longer, consider an ad in our classified section. The editor reserves the right to edit or refuse to run any submission.